the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel, the Torah tells us as follows, V'yoyme Moishel b'nei Yisruel, Re'i Kura Hashem, B'shem B'tzalel ben Iri ben Chil Lemata Yehida. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisruel that the Rabbi Shem has chosen B'tzalel from Shevet Yehida. He's going to be the one to build the Mishkan. And then carries on the Parsha a few psikim later. Elohoiris Nusam Beliboy, he v'oholiyov ben Achisomach Lemate Don. Together with Bezalel is going to be Oliyov, who is from Matedon, Mila Oysom Chochmas Lev. The Boishim has filled both of them with Chochma, Lasis, Kalmeleches, Churish, Vachoshe, Veroikim, Matches, Vagumen, and so on. And this is actually already mentioned earlier in Parshas Kisiso, when the Pusik there tells us the first time, Vidaba Hashem al Moshe Leimoi, Re'ei Karusi b'shem b'tzal ben Iri ben Chil l'mata Yehida. And once again, the Pusik mentions that together with him, Va'ani hinei nosati itoi, I have given together with Bezalel, I've given es Oliyov ben Achisomach l'mata Don. So it was these two people, Bezalel from Shevet Yehida, and Oliyov from Shevet Yedom, they were the ones who built the Mishkan. And Rashi tells us here in Parshas Vayakel, Voliyov Mishevet Don, says Rashi something we'll find very surprising. Min hayeroidim shebeshevotim. Shevet Don was from the lesser of the Shvutim, the not so important of the Shvutim. Why were they not so important, Shevet Don? Mipipnei hashevuchos, because they weren't from one of the Imuos, from Ruchel or from Leah, but they were from the shevuchos who Yaakov Avini married. V'hishvehi hamukoim lebetzalel lemeleches hamishkan. But Oliyov is put on the same level as Betzalel, who is Megadoile Hashavutim, who was from Shevet Yehida, which was considered the greatest of all the Shvutim. Lekayim ma shenema, to fulfill this which is written, Veloinika Shia Lifnei Dol. A pusik in Eiv, Perik Lamed Dalet. In front of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, there's no difference between an important rich person and a simple, downtrodden, poor person. Everybody is equal. And this is written in the Medrash Tanchima in Parshas Kisiso in Perek Yud Gimel. Omer Reb Chanina ben Pazi, Ein lecha gudel mikol ha-shevutim mishevet Yehida. There was no greater shevet from all the shevutim more than Yehida. Ve'ein lecha yurid min shevet Don. And there was no lower shevet more than Shevet Don, Shehoya min HaShavuchos. Although he wasn't the only one Shevet Don, you had Osher with Naphtali and God, who were also from the Shavuchos. Abba explains the Medrash, Maksiv boy b'nei Don Chishim. That Don, in addition to being from the Shavuchos, he also only had one son, Chishim, who was deaf. Now we know in the olden times, a Chayrish was very limited. They put together Cheres Shoyte Vekuten. So because of this, that Dom was on one hand, wasn't from the Mois, and on the other hand, only had one son who was deaf. Therefore, because of that, they felt themselves that they weren't on the same footing, on the same standing as all the other Shvutim. And the Rebbeinu Shloilem knew that this is how Shevet Don viewed themselves. The Rebbeinu Shloilem knew this is how others viewed Shevet Don. And because of this, O my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yuvoi v'yizdavik loy sheloy tehei richoy gasa shebegudoy richoy gasa. I don't want that Shevet Yehida should feel themselves higher than everybody else. Shegudel v'kutin shovim lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. carries on the Medrash and tells us this was not only so by the Binyan HaMishkan, the same thing happened again when Shloima HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. When Shloima HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, well, Shloima, he himself was the son of David HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda. But who did he take with him to help him build the Beis HaMikdash? Steht in the Psikim, im Sefer Meluchim Aleph, Perek Zayin, in Divrei HaYomim, Beis, Perek Beis. He took Chiram from his father's side. He was from Shevet Naphtali, also from the Shvuchos. And from his mother's side, he was from Shevet Dan. So therefore, Shloima HaMelech Dafka wanted to take, like by the Mishkan, there should be Shevet Yehuda together with Shevet Dan. If we look in Rashi, on the Pusik in Divrei HaYomim, about Chiram, tells us there Rashi something very interesting. Why did the Pusik have to tell us who this person Chiram, who Shloima HaMelech took him to help him build the Beis HaMikdash, where his father was from and where his mother was from? Says Rashi, this is what Ruchel Imeini said when she said, Donani Elohim, Gam Naphtali Elohim. Im Leah Tispua BeBetzalel. If Leah is going to be able to be proud of her Einikel Betzalel, Shiyasa HaMishkan, which he one day is going to build the Mishkan, Yitztarach Lishtatef BeMelachoi Echad MiBnei Don. He won't be allowed to build it by himself. He's going to have to take somebody who's an einikel of Don. Shenema ve'itoy oliyov benachi somach lemate Don. Ve'im shloimoy benachoisi. And if Shloima Melech, who he's an einikel from my sister, from Leah, yibune beis hamikdash, soch lishtatef imoy mibnei Don ve'naftuli. Going to once again have to take somebody from Shevet Dan and Naphtali. The Tzroi HaMoye in Parshas Vayechi writes, Efshe, this is the reason why when Yaakov Avini, before he was Nifta, gave the Bruchas to all the Shvutim, after Shevet Yisuchah, he mentioned Shevet Dan. Lefi Shenimsi b'Shevet Dan Anushim Chachomim Kamoish Nimsi b'Yisuchah. Shevet Dan, although they were Einikach of Chishim, who was a Chayrish, despite this, the Einikach from Shevet Dan was such great Chachomim, like there was to be found in Shevet Yisuchah. And similarly, when they came to building the Beis HaMikdash, once again, it was Shevet Dan who they were the ones to build, says the Tzroi HaMoye, the Lishkas Haguzes in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin would sit, who they were from B'nai Yisuchah. Lefi she'usa kisei ha-mishpat. And because Shevet Dan was the one who built the Lishkas Haguzes, which was the Moishev of the Sanhedrin, therefore Rui he she'yeshoifet le'Yisroel. This is the brucha which was given to Shevet Dan, that Don Yudin Amoy, they will be on the level to be Dayunim over Klal Yisrael Ke'echod, like the one special Shevet Yisuchah, Shevet of Klal Yisrael, Shehi Yisuchah. Finishes off the Tzroi HaMoye, V'chein HaMoshiach. Simli Lusid Lovoy, when Moshiach is going to come, we all know that Mashiach is Mashiachas to Shevet Yehuda, Mashiach ben David. Tells us the Tzroi HaMoye, it's true, from his father's side, he's going to be from Shevet Yehuda. But where is he going to be from his mother's side? Oviv me Yehuda ve'imoy mi Don. The mother from his mother's side, Mashiach ben David is going to come from Shevet Don. And therefore, says the Tzroi HaMoye, that's why both Yehuda and Don are referred to as a lion. Steht by Yehuda, Ge Aria Yehuda. And similarly, by in Vezois HaBrucha, it's written, Ledon Oma Ge'aria Yezanek Min HaBushon. We understand why Yehid is referred to a lion, because the lion, this is a symbol for Malchus, that Shevet Yehida. But why is Don also referred to as a lion? Explains the Tzroi HaMoyer, because Mashiach ben David is going to come from Shevet Don as well. And this is what Yaakov Avini meant when he said, Don Yudin Amoy Ke'echod Shift Yisrael, Ze Mashiach She'usid Ludin Kahad Kudish Barchi. Lusid Luvoy, Mashiach is going to judge us, Hazoid like the Reboishim, Shenikro Echod. And this Yisod, that all Shvutim are equal in front of the Reboin Shloilim, wasn't only Legaba the Binyan HaMishkan, but was also Legaba the Avoider in the base in the Mishkan and in the base HaMikdash. Shteite Medrash Rabba in Koheles and Perik Zayin Ois Beis, on the Pusik, Toiv Shem Mishemen Toiv. It's better a good name than a good shemen, a good oil. Oma Kodesh Barchi, Chavivim olai shemoisim shel shvutim mishemen hamishcha. The names of the shvutim are even more precious and beloved to me, more than the shemen hamishcha shenim shechi koyhanim imeluchim. Om Reb Nechemia, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when the Rabbi Nisham told Moshe Rabbeini, Leichim maneli koyhen gudoil, I want you should go and appoint for me a Kohen Gadol to do the avoid in the Mishkan. Omaloi, said back Moshe Rabbeinu to Ribbono Shel Olam, Me'eze Shevet? Which Shevet do I go to? Which Shevet is he from? Omalei, Mishevet Levi. He's from Shevet Levi. But Oise Shur, Sumach Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he was overcome with joy. Oma, he said, Kach Shavuti, Chovev lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Shevet is so beloved and so precious to Hashem. This is the Shevet to Hashem has chosen. From here is going to come the Kohen Gadol. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecho. Loi shvotecho. It's not only your Shevet, ela ochicha. But it's actually your own brother. Aval, avoidusoi einoi avoida. His avoider will not be considered an avoider. V'nis chayiv, and he will be chayiv. Ililei shemoisom shel shavutim chakikim al shenei kesoifov. Unless he is carrying on him the irim v'timim, which has engraved on it the names of all the shvutim. Dechsev, v'nusa'an es shemoisom lifnei Hashem al shishtei kesoifov lezikuroin. So the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, it's your Shevet. It's even your brother. But you should know your brother, his avoider, will not be considered an avoider, only if he is wearing, carrying on him, all the names of all the Shevutim. It's the Shevutim, the names of all the Shevutim, which give the power to Ana Koyen to do the avoider. So once again, we see the Zelba Yisod, that all the Shvutim are Shovim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Yisod is very Negeya for us for davening. When it comes to Tefillah, sometimes we feel, I'm not this great tzaddik that my Tefillah should be so precious and so chushiv to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Who am I and what am I to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? But once again, there's a gewaltige medrash in Shmois Rabba, Pechof Aleph, Ois Dalad. Says the medrash Rabba, by a busa v'dom, if a poor person comes to speak to him, Einoi Shemeya Hemeni, he's not interested to listen to him. If an important, a rich person comes, oh, straight away he listens to him. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoi Kein. But by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't go like that. Ela hakoil shovim lefunov. By the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everybody is equal. Hanushim, hu avudim, hu aniyim, hu ashirim. Says the Medrash, Teidelecho, I'll prove it to you. Shahari Moshe Rabbon shel kol ha-neviim. Moshe Rabbeini, the greatest Novi. Kusev boy, Masha Kusev ba'oni. It's written the same description and the same title as written by a simple poor man. But Moshe Kusev, Tfila le Moshe ish hu'elokim. The Pusik in Tehillim, how does the Pusik describe the Tfil of Moshe Rabbeini? Tfila le Moshe ish hu'elokim. And what's written by an Uni? Tfila le Uni ki yatoif lifnei Hashem yishboich sichoi. Tells us the Medrash, zi tefila ve zi tefila. This is called a tefila, and that's called a tefila. Lo hoidiacho, this comes to teach us, shahakoil shovim betfila lefnei hamukoim. Everybody is equal, and everybody is able to daven to the Rabbi Nishloilam. Hakol shovim betfil lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is this gewaldige lesson that we learn out here from the Mishkan. Betzalel was chosen from Yehida, the greatest Shevet. Together with him was Aliyov, who was chosen from Shevet Don, the Einikol of Chishim, who people looked down upon as Nebuchadrachmonas. A Tzeklapta mensch, a Tzeklapta shevet, one child, a deaf child, not even from one of the Emois. But Aliyov was chosen together with Bezalel to teach us that Hakol Shovim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Vital in his Sefer Eitz Hadas Tovim Pashas Pekide quotes Taka this Medrash, and he says this teaches us that Ahavusoi as El Kol Yisrael Hitamima Beli Shem Shinui. The love which the Rabbi Nishma has to all of Klal Yisrael is Tamima, is Gantz Beli Shem Shinui, without any hevdel, without any difference from one person to another. Ela Bahashvur Achas. The Rabbi Nishma loves each and every Yid the same, equally. Nobody is more precious to the Rabbi Shem than somebody else. Today, Chuf Aleph Adar is the Yutzat of the Groisa Groisa Tzaddik, the Rebbe Melech Schisa Yugna Leini from Lezhensk. And it's very famous, the words that he wrote in his Tfilah, Chushuva Tfilah, which one should make a point of saying, especially today, Shin Adar Rabbe, Shinira Kol Echod, Malois Chavoireini, we have to focus on the malos chavareini. Everybody has many malos. Have malos which we don't have. Or sometimes perhaps they have chesroinus. V'loy chesroinam. You don't need to look at the chesroinus. Look at the malos. Shenira kolechot malos chavareini. V'loy chesroinam. The Rabbi Nishloim is looking always at our malos. In the Rabbi Nishloim's eyes, we are all equal. Hakoil Shovim lifnei hamukoim. The Rabbi Shem loves all of Klal Yisrael equally, and therefore we have to go in the ways of the Rabbi Nishloilam, and we have to love each and every single Yid equally, and through that will be Zoicha Bekurev. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The Beis Hamikdash then will be rebuilt. We understand now why Sinas Chinam was the cause of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because we see what were the Yesoides of the Mishkan, the Yesoides of the Beis HaMikdash. The Hakol Shovim Lifnei Amukoim. Everybody is equal in the Rabbi Nishloilam's eyes. And when we'll come to that level, then we'll be Zoicha Bekurev, B'mehirav Yemeini, to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Omen Ken Yerutzoim.